Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady. I'm so excited. This is the first time we're doing this, and I'm here with everybody's favorite podcast hosts, your very own Keith and Hemda.
Hi.
Welcome, guys. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us on this show.
It's all about you.
Oh, my God.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm here in Astoria. We're doing this for the first time. We're going to talk about the last week's episodes.
Which is exciting because I do see you in the back sometimes ready to tear your hair out, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes, how is this an opinion?
I get a little squirmy sometimes, right? Sitting in the back, and I think, maybe I should chat Keith and say what I think. Sometimes right. I do, sometimes I don't, but generally I keep it to myself, and now I'm excited to unleash my opinions.
Because now maybe you'll get some good sleep.
It keeps me up nights, Keith. You don't get it. It's really hard for me.
No, I don't even remember what we talked about last week, but you do.
I did. I made a list. Last week was the marathon episodes.
Right. Wow, was that just last week?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Now, I have a question for you about the marathon. Do you even remember it? What is it like to be up talking for 24 hours? I think I might rather die.
I remember the last 4 hours or so thinking, oh, this is almost done. And then seeing there's still 40 more guests and be like, this isn't almost done. But more guests means good news, obviously. But to me, it made it seem longer.
To me, I was like, wow, I'm really holding my shit together. I haven't slept in like over 30 hours by then, because it's not like you wake up at 6 to start the marathon. You wake up and do things. I'm like, wow, maybe I don't need, like, this is crazy. Why is my brain working so well? And then I start remembering the kind of crazy I was in. And I was like, yeah, I don't think I was holding my shit together as much as I thought. I was like, and I see Keith's face when my energy goes into there. And he's like, does she know she's like, not being embarrassing, but like more than usual? And I'm like, ah, that's Keith. He's so straight.
This is me, baby. Yeah. All loosened all the way up.
And then like in hindsight, I'm like, maybe I should take Keith's face seriously.
Now, I know for myself, I've pulled probably 2 all-nighters in my life.
Okay.
And the only thing that got me through was eating constantly.
Oh, you do get hungry.
Let the fans know, what did you eat to get you through?
It's almost like a barbecue. You notice at barbecues, you eat more for no reason. Mm. Right away, within the first half hour, I'm eating again, as if 24 hours is going to be so long. I got to eat now and always.
It's sort of like you're going on some sort of an Arctic exploration. Yes. And yes, you have to pre-eat.
I have to fatten up.
Insulate your body from the cold weather.
Yeah. So I do that. But then later on, I'm not eating right. Mm-hmm. And
I always think I'm going to eat so right. I get the fruit, I get the vegetables. I'm like, you know, we're going to be eating constantly. So I'll just alternate. I'll get like a heavy thing and then a salad.
Right. And, you know, you're just wolfing down anything. And then I'm having Red Bulls on top of that. Ugh. That I don't normally have. And I got sick at the end. I threw up a little, that little amount that you can just spit out. But yeah.
Brother.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, my husband was part of the team in the kitchen, so I'd be like, hey guys, can I get food? And he forced me to have a salad at some point. He's like this, and I'm like, no, I want fat and carbs. And he's like, have a salad for a second.
Wow.
No, I was eating, you know, sushi, but the body doesn't know it's 5 in the morning. But the stomach knows.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was here for just the first few hours, which was the first episode released last week with Christy Cello, Paul Hooper, and Tracy Carnazzo.
Yes.
Dream team.
And me, dream team, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So a little bit about my point of view in the back of the room, okay? This is pure behind the scenes for all of you VIPs.
Paul is single.
Yes, and the flirting was very cute. I loved it. Him and Christy flirting.
Right. Oh, were they flirting? See, I do forget.
You didn't remember that.
No, that's cute though.
I'm in the back, panicked, full panic because I helped Hemda with coordinating getting the guests into the studio.
Right.
So I'm sitting in the back convinced that I did everything wrong and nobody is going to show up. Right.
And you know, she even had me at some point, like a day or two before the marathon, she goes, please just do me a favor and just, if you can glance and double check my work, like I don't want to give you a lot of work, but this was so funny. She said, the way people are responding to the emails makes me feel like I must have done something wrong. Can you check? And in my head, I'm like, no.
Right. That's people.
Yeah. They're going to be stupid. And I think in the beginning, I was like, you're going to help produce this, know that people are going to ask stupid questions. And she's like, but these are a little beyond. And right. I feel like I did something wrong. Do you, do you remember?
What time would you like to come for the marathon? I'll be there. Okay. All right.
Yeah, definitely.
No, the one that stands out, I forget who it was, but he was like, I'm booked for 1 a.m. on Saturday. So that means yeah. I come late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, right?
And wait, can I just point out, because of this, because in the past, I've always had to be like, that means Friday night, early Saturday morning. I would have to write that in the email right. just because, you know, it's weird. As soon as it turns midnight,
it's so different. Weird. How do we right. live?
Well, I'll tell you how we live.
How do we watch Saturday Night Live ever?
That's right.
How do we do anything?
So I asked Bianca, everyone who says yes, and all the people, we set up an event, a GCal event for them. So it goes right into their calendar.
Right.
So it sets it up on that day so you can see what day it is.
I but say anyway. Bring your calendar, your physical calendar to me. Mm-hmm. It doesn't help.
Yeah. So I just remember writing back like,
huh?
What? Don't go to bed on Friday night. Instead, come to our studio and do your time slot, which is 1 a.m. or whatever.
She wrote all of that out. Right.
Like, yeah. It'll be so fun. Just instead of going to sleep, come here. And then I felt like, am I being a huge B-I-T-Z-H?
Right.
Like, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just trying to be as clear as possible. But anyway, so I'm panicked. But then more guests started rolling in. I'm like chatting with Andrea online, being like, oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Andrea has no idea what I'm talking about.
She's having a religious experience.
Like, everything's fine here in the kitchen. We're like having a party. Anyway, moving right along. Yes. That was that episode. That was so fun.
Oh, good.
And
it was a lot of fun. I see it. Paul Hooper, he might be a happier person if he enjoyed these things that people in society are doing that he shits on. For example, we just had the Super Bowl and all his tweets are, remember guys, you're not an actual player yourself. Send. And I'm like, we have these little moments of joy in life, Paul. You got to grab them.
I know. And hearing Keith Malley say something like that
right.
is pretty interesting.
Thank you.
That gives you a little perspective.
When Keith's terrible.
Like, could you maybe smell the roses? And you're like, who said that? That was Keith? Wow, this guy must be a real
downer.
Stick in the mud. And meanwhile, juxtapose that with a Christy Chiello, who's just like, everything's great, fantastic, we're in love. We've been talking for 5 minutes. It's wonderful.
At least some couple, right?
Yeah. It was, and then Tracy, I mean, fan favorite.
Right.
So it was like off to a very banging start, the marathon. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It felt good. It felt good right away, yeah. Which, you know, we know the people are going to be good, but yeah, it always feels like, okay,
yeah,
we're going to do this.
I do feel like that first person is important, and I think Christy Chiello,
oh,
yeah.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. So moving right along briskly,
okay.
The next
Can't
episode
live in the past.
Released was the Dante Nero.
Oh, controversial.
And Micah Sherman chime-ins.
Michael, yes, Michael was in the room. So this is hour 22 of the marathon. And I thought it was interesting. I know Dante can be controversial. To me, I believe he's controversial. He's given advice to men. The advice I've heard isn't so bad. But I think women hear it, at least that would get mad at him, feeling like, oh, you're trying to trick women.
Mm.
That's the way I take it. Any men advice for men is... it's going to be taken as trying to trick women.
Well, he has an aggressive point of view. I mean, you know, he told you to take the cabinet doors off your
right
off your cabinets to okay. teach your wife a lesson.
But what do you do when they don't close cabinets?
Well, apparently you divorce.
Yeah, you do nothing like a cuck and you get divorced.
Well, I, for my own edification, went ahead and listened to Dante on This American Life, which he talked about on the marathon.
Right. It was entitled White Haze, right?
White Haze, yeah. And it was from September. And that gives you kind of like a cool perspective of the context in which Dante like got mixed up in this whole thing. Right. And I loved that you guys were able to give him an opportunity to just kind of off the cuff say it in his own words. It's during a 24-hour marathon. It's like, okay, Dante, come here, stand up, say what you need to say. Because for how interesting This American Life thing is, it's so produced and it's got all this other stuff right. happening. They're trying to tell a story that's kind of separate from Dante. Mm-hmm. So having the two, hearing Dante tell it in his own words, I thought was really cool. And especially in the context of this whole big 24-hour thing where it's like, you know, we have a lot of people on our show and check it out. This guy's doing something totally different from this other guy.
Yeah, when Hemda talks about, you know, maybe she'd get silly on the marathon, it is funny how just from guest to guest and topic to topic, things will go from, you know, silly to this guy became the leader of a white power movement and didn't know it. You never know what's coming at you. Which is weird, you know, you become the Pope, and I know I mentioned this, but you're the Pope of a white power movement, and you're like, no, I want to distance myself. You don't get to all of a sudden become the Prince of Humble Boys if you're no longer the Pope of the Proud Boys. It's yeah. like, oh, I lost all of that. That's still a little sad. What I thought was funny is that he happened to tweet this out the next day or day after, and it happens to come, I happen to see it into my feed, and I say happen to because, you know, I follow too many people. So whoever I see, I happen to see. And I happen to see that Dante wrote, fact check everything before you subscribe to any political point of view. You have the world in your cell phone, you lazy fox. So I wrote, amen. Just check it out on your mobile computer, idiots. Also, don't miss this week's episode about Dante's Proud Boy tattoo and the white power movement he unknowingly became the leader of. Wink.
Did you say that in public?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, that's funny.
It is funny, but...
I gotta go to the gym, right? Before I start writing about this guy.
Did you get a response from him?
No.
I mean...
Whoa. I don't think it's so bad. It's just funny.
Listen, it's not bad at all. It's right. not any different than what I did to him on the marathon, which is like, explain yourself.
Right.
But he does get upset.
I don't know. To not notice the irony when you're sending... Agreed. Look something up and you had to cover a neck tattoo.
Right.
It's funny.
I mean, you know, I think there's a little bit more to it, Keith.
Like,
with the Proud Boys, I'm obviously not defending them, mm-hmm. but truly they think that they're not racist.
Okay.
So I don't think that that's as good as actually not being racist, obviously.
Right. But you're at a Tiki Tour march and they're saying we, the white people, are going to take the country back. It's not racist.
Right. And those people were disavowed by the leadership of the Proud Boys.
Okay.
Anyway, check it out and get back to us.
Okay.
What do you think? God, I don't want to know. Moving right along mm-hmm. at a brisk pace.
Yes, definitely. I think she's tricking the audience to going, you know what? I got to tell you, that show moved briskly. I don't know why I think that.
That's brisk, baby. Jeremy West.
Yes.
Unclear.
Well, somebody wrote me and said, Keith, you didn't ask him about how I get rich on Bitcoins. And I'm like, can you imagine? I said it during that show, but, you know. And to point it out, you know, when somebody says they're an open book, those are the people that scare us.
Yeah.
And it's always the opposite with these open books.
I just interviewed somebody for What's My Name a few months ago. And during the show, I'm like, is this okay to ask you? You know, What's My Name? Always very sensitive topic. So I like to check before, I check after. And I won't put out the show unless they're happy because it's a different show. But because I check so much, it's usually good. She was like, oh, ask me anything. It was on the show. Ask me anything. I don't mind talking about anything. As soon as it was over, she's like, don't put that out. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to, but this is silly. It's like the whole time you were encouraging me to ask.
And so during it, did you know? Are you like, well, no. I'll just have... No, during it, did the guest know? Like, well, this can't go out, so I might as well share this time with you anyway.
No, she said, in hindsight, it's always because of somebody else. It's never because of them, because they're comfortable. It's because I don't want her to hear that I spoke about her because we're going through a thing. And it's like...
Yeah, we'll check that everybody you know is an open book. You know, how about that? So when Jeremy says, I'm an open book, go, okay, is your wife, is your girlfriend, is your Bitcoin investor?
Yeah, that sucked.
I mean, he gave me a look, and you know, I could be reading things wrong, but he gave me a look at the very first question. Like, I brought up being a Bitcoin millionaire. He's like, are we going to talk about... What are we going to talk about? Okay, let's talk about your polyamory. I did, but other people are involved. Yeah, that's the word. What are we talking about in your open book?
I just have like a follow-up question about polyamory.
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It seems to me like people who are polyamorous really love to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But then I was thinking about it, and maybe it's because if you're more secretive about polyamory,
the word doesn't get out.
Seems as if you're cheating at that point.
Ha, okay. That's funny.
And that's like totally antithetical to what you believe. So you're like, no, I'm poly. I'm polyamorous. Everything's fine.
I also equate it to being another marginalized group that has to come out, like gay. Mm. So, because people think it doesn't exist, because mm-hmm. like for a long before it comes out, people think it doesn't exist. Then, you know, there's like stages. It exists, but only because these people choose to be. It exists, but you guys are gonna fuck up somehow. And so you gotta be like, hey, look at me. You're enjoying being with me. I'm in this group. And it's like, I'm still gonna enjoy you. Can we come to your group later? And so it's one of those things. And because part of being poly is, quote, being open about your sexuality, they're open verbally, they're excited about it. And also, I wonder if this, we used to think that gay people are only super butch if you're a lesbian and super flamboyantly queer, whatever that means, if you're a guy. But that's only because we were seeing those. They were making themselves
known
to us. But the other people are, you know, kind of passing.
Yeah.
And so we don't know the gay guy who's not flamboyant because he's just your accountant. So I wonder if that's a little bit. And because it's sexual with poly, it seems like we're always talking about sex with people, which becomes inappropriate.
Yeah, I mean, I just know.
Break it down. I know. Okay.
I was at the rap party for the marathon, and before Jeremy had even introduced himself to me, he told me about how he was poly.
Wow.
And I was
okay, good to know.
Just laughing.
Yeah. I'm poly right now. Just letting everybody know. Yeah.
So I just think that's my theory as of now, is that you can't be secretive about it because it just seems like you're cheating on your
that makes sense.
Your main boo or whatever.
We'll go with that.
Yeah. So like everybody do whatever you want. I love it. I might not want to talk about it though at a party.
Well, Jeremy's not having the worst life, you know? An ex writes in and says, yeah, he's great in bed. Just wanted to share that.
Yeah, but he couldn't share.
Right. But everybody else is calling in. Yeah. They're the open books.
He's like an open book if you gave somebody the book, but you tore a lot of pages of it out first. And you were like, I'm an open book. And then you were like, chapter 6? How did we get here? So that was great. Loved it. Moving briskly along.
Was Jeremy giving you anxiety?
Yeah.
Okay. Does everything give you anxiety?
Most things, yes.
Just want to, you know, you got to compare so Jeremy's not like, I'm out here just making people feel nervous.
I mean, I have like a very cool, laid back anxiety that nobody really notices.
Oh, the sicker kind.
Yeah, it works to my advantage. But I thought Jeremy was fun. I mean, it was fun for me to listen to the episode having been at that party with him. I had a couple good chuckles. Okay. So good times. Keith and the girl universe behind the scenes VIP.
Do you think he was hitting on you or do you think?
No.
Okay. He's just sharing facts.
Yeah. I don't think he even like registered that I was a human. I think he was just talking.
Well, he showed me. Somebody was on, we of course ended up talking about dating apps. over the marathon. And then Jeremy showed me on Facebook that he texted one of the female guests that was talking about dating apps, and he wrote, "Why can't this be Facebook? Why can't this be a dating app, right?" Like hitting on her, and it kind of bothered me. And then they went out to lunch together the next day. I'm like, well, what the fuck do I know? Got it, fine. Text
I know.
Everybody.
That's the thing about poly people is that they're so much better at this than I am. So who am I to, you know, I have no problem with it. Live your life, you know, you're excelling. Here I am alone, you know?
We're like, do I swipe left or right? He's like, right to life, baby. Right.
So that's a perfect segue, because the next episode we had was with Andrea coming on and Hemda being like super into online dating, and everybody who's actually in online dating telling her, no, this is not fun.
But I came up with something that is my new movement.
Okay.
And that I should be in your group shot on Tinder and Grindr and all the apps, in fact.
Yes, I did hear that.
And and people have been doing it. And I think this is a new religion, a fun one, one where you have fun, one where your group shot is things of fun. In fact, we're having a stand-up-a-thon March 11th. And really, the stand-up-a-thon is fun. You know, 30 guests, incredible people, your Tim Dillon, your Matteo Lane, your Christy Cello, all this stuff, Marsha Belsky. We're having a stand-up, so many people, 30 people. But the real thing that we're doing is we're staying after the show to take our group pictures for Tinder and Grindr. Okay? This is all the events this year will actually, this is behind the scenes shit. All the events this year will actually be for me to take your group picture for your dating apps. Thank you.
With Hemda, there's got to be an event within the event. It's not enough to just have an event.
Never enough.
You got to have another event happening.
No, I can see time. I can see how the dating part looks fun. I was walking by a homeless guy today, and I'm like, I would find the greatest vent, best bags. I'd still go name brand bags, even if I'm broke, you know, plastic bags.
Is that what you're practicing for, being homeless with all your bags?
I know what's up.
Well, I have a story, because we were in the studio a couple weeks ago, and Andrea was talking about, you know, Tinder, et cetera. And, you know, it was very inspiring to me. I thought, wow, you know, she's really great. And she's so beautiful and cool.
And she has me in her group shots.
she's using Hemda as a tool.
Yes. Right.
To get
wait a minute.
So I thought, hey, why don't I get back out there, get back on the apps, just, you know, see what's going on. Mm-hmm. So I swipe, I match with this guy. He sets up a date, picks the place, picks the time.
Nice. Convenient for you?
I said, you know, if it could be in this area, that would work for me. And he's like, great, I think I know a place. And then he said, let me look it up when I get home and get back to you. Yeah. So following up, planning.
Nice.
It doesn't take much, does it?
These are great qualities.
I will go home and look it up. Oh, my God.
Seriously.
Look what this guy's up to.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, yes.
Right.
Exactly. So it's Saturday night. I work on Saturday. I come home. It's very cold. I do not want to go, but I see Andrea's face in my head, and I think, just go for it. Mm-hmm. So I get on the subway.
Wait, is this after your double?
No. Okay. Just
brunch?
Yeah, brunch. Okay. Very tired. I get on the train. I get to the bar. I look around. He's not there. I get a seltzer. I sit down. I go into the app to say, hey, I'm here. He has unmatched me. And then he never showed up.
Oh my God.
Fully stood up, took this subway to drink a seltzer alone during winter time.
Right.
Okay. So,
oh my God.
Hemda, how does that sound?
Oh, my God.
Do you have my picture in your group shot? You don't, do you?
No.
Is it a weird coincidence? Are there coincidences in life?
No, these apps are ridiculous. And it's not the apps. It's the people. Whereas now I'm wondering, like, do you have to just wait for that spark in person? The people are so odd on the apps. One person, we're hitting it off. We're having fun. A couple jokes back and forth. Go, hey, do you want to do something this weekend? I do. The end. We're done.
Really? Has that happened to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. Somebody,
what is that?
Somebody else hits like for the, likes me first, right? And I go, look at this. I like you too. So I hit like back and I go, you like me. Hi.
Nice.
The end. I'm like, okay. All right. What the fuck is happening?
I don't get it, because to me, it's like if I match with anybody and have light banter, I'm like, this is huge.
Is Hemda in your group chat, Keith?
She's now on my pictures because who cares?
But isn't that interesting? I'm not in your group thing, am I?
It sounds like everybody, right, okay.
At this point, I'm willing to try it.
Yeah. It'll just be me having dinner with her and hiking with her and camping with her.
Not Polly. Right. So yeah, that episode of Keith and the Girl last week really spoke to me. And then I lived it. I texted Andrea afterwards just to let her know what happened, and she was very angry on my behalf, which made me feel better. But yeah, it's a jungle out there.
Yeah, Kenda's idea about group dating is a good idea, because when they don't show up, you're doing shit anyway.
That's right. That's right. You're looking forward to it because you're hanging out with your two besties. So worst case scenario, these guys are fucking idiots. Great.
Yeah.
We're already having a seltzer with some friends.
Yeah, but it's hard enough to make a plan with one person, you know?
True, but your married friends are so into it because they're like me. They're like, dating app? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so all of a sudden we're on your side. I'll go with you.
Okay, great.
I'm telling you, I'll be your group shot.
Great.
Oh my God. Do people understand what a good idea this is?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm hopeful.
Okay. That's the world we live in right now.
Yeah. So any other thoughts, highs, lows of last week? What do we think?
No lows. It was a fun week. Of course, you know, half of it was remembering the marathon, but I'm pleased.
I think if we had to do a low, it would be hard. I think I underestimate my coming back, you know? So on Sunday, I was like, I just had a normal amount of sleep from the marathon. I must be like a superhuman. And then I go about my business doing normal. And then on Monday, you know, like, I felt like I was on 20 drugs. I just kept going back to sleep all day. It was like 24 hours of sleep. And then all day I'm just falling asleep, waking up. And then at night I slept a full night. It was insane. It was like the reverse marathon. So lesson is, that's so fun to do. Did you guys know that? That is a fun day. That is really fun. But I do need to schedule it next time. So
amazing how your low was a high.
Right.
That's so cool.
She thinks it's a job interview. On my low, being too productive.
I did lose Saturday. I thought I would get my shit together and do a lot of work, but I didn't. Instead, we hung out. And then Sunday, I got my life back together. So now we're okay.
Awesome.
All right.
So great.
Sounds like we're doing it again.
See you next year.
We'll be talking to Adolf Hitler's grandchildren.
Oh, brother. I thought we could get through this without bringing up Adolf Hitler, but turns out I was wrong.
Nobody likes that being brought up.
Hey, what's her face that WW2 jokes are in? We're all supposed to be making them. Yeah. Bianca, get on it.
Yeah.
She can't be the only one.
That's true. She's very smart. I forget her name, though.
Eliza Schlesch.
Well, that was the show. That was last week on Keith and the Girl.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
A, that was very fun. B, very brisk.
Thank you.
Right?
I wrote notes so that we could move briskly ahead.
I appreciate it. And now, the closing theme song. Go ahead, Bianca.
Goodbye. Thank you so much. See you next week on Last Week on Keith and the Girl.
KeithandTheGirl.com.
Perfect. Yeah. Good job. Yeah.